that in 56 Holy Father spells out some of the blessings of the Mass based on that first major catechism. I count eight blessings: peace. Oh, how we need peace. Who remembers what peace is? We talked about peace, didn't we, sisters? Oh. Peace. I must have told your sisters who took their last vows. We had a whole meditation just on being peacemakers. Peace. In general, a divine peace has tranquility of order. Tranquilitas ordinis. When things are as they should be, there is peace. Well, there are two kinds of peace, and the sacrifice of the Mass provides both forms of peace: peace of mind and peace of heart. What is peace of mind? Peace of mind is the mind knowing the truth. The mind knowing the truth. The experience of knowing the truth gives peace of mind. Sisters, remember that. There is no peace of mind unless we know the truth. There is as much peace of mind as we know the truth. And then secondly, peace of heart. Peace of heart is the experience of doing God's will. Peace of heart is the experience of doing God's will. No one will have peace of heart unless they are doing God's will. There is no peace of heart in doing your own will. And all the psychiatrists in the world won't help you. Second effect of blessing the Mass: harmony. Harmony to the whole world. In other words, where people will be in harmony with one another. And we are united among ourselves only if we have God's grace, which unites us. We are all so very, very different. Thirdly, the Mass brings graces on those who are ruling. Frank, did you see that the Prime Minister is in Calcutta?
Well, he's coming. I don't know if he has come through or not.
Well, the Prime Minister of India in Calcutta. Is he? Is it today? Well, the Mass brings graces on those who are rulers in state. And do they ever need a lot of grace? Then, strange blessing on soldiers. Then, blessings on communities. Then, sixth, assistance, help to everyone in the world. And the sacrifice of the Mass gives grace to those who need it to be of help to others. Then, seventh, the sacrifice of the Mass is for the deceased. And sisters, I should say this, I was so happy to see downstairs, is it on Park Avenue, we have a prayer for the souls of the faithful departed. Molto bene, molto bene. I know I have seen in not a few of your houses your deceased sisters. Our dear missionaries of charity who are now in heaven. Well, I've said, I hope they will soon enter heaven. But let's be sure, sisters, this is our Catholic faith. Hear it. Even canonized saints, hear it. Even canonized saints may have had to spend some time in purgatory. And then finally, graces for those for whom the Mass is being offered and for whom prayers during the Mass are offered. In other words, prayers offered during Mass are most powerful. And this is where, now, sisters, I'm speaking not just from my heart, but from experience. The widespread socializing, to use that word, socializing of the liturgy. In some places, there's almost no time for private prayer. Either during, say, the Mass, or especially after communion. Now, prayer together, communal prayer, is praiseworthy. Where there is such a thing as the soul. Well, in the depths of each one's heart, talking to Jesus, whom I say have just received in the Holy Eucharist. You know, what I have been doing now is I talked for a few minutes about Islam, why the Muslims are making that noise. As you know, the Muslims do not believe that Jesus, Isa in Arabic, that Isa is Allah. And in one place after another, the Quran, did I tell you this? The Quran tells the Muslims, you either convert the Christians from their idolatry, or next step, enslave them, or third step, kill them. I think I've said this before. Most of the martyrs of the Catholic Church, scores of millions, never read this in any newspaper, scores of millions of martyrs of the Catholic Church have, over the last 13 centuries, been the victims of Islam.